We're looking at Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 41 on the broadcast today. Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 41. And let us say that it's great to have you listening today, and we appreciate so much you joining us, and what a joy it is to be able to study the Bible like we are together. So let me encourage you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 19. We'll begin reading in verse 41 today. The Bible says, "And when he was come near," and this is talking about Jesus. So Jesus comes near, and the Bible says that he beheld the city. The city that is being talked about here is the city of Jerusalem. Jesus is approaching this city. He's been traveling toward it for some time. So this is where his whole life is going to be finished here as far as his work is concerned. He knows that he's going to be arrested. He knows that he's going to die on the cross. And so as he gets closer and closer to the city of Jerusalem, he takes some time just to behold the city, just to look at this place called Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem, of course, had been the centerpiece of the Israelite nation for many, many years. It had been the place where the temple was for all those centuries. And now Jesus is looking at that city. He knows the past. He knows what has taken place here. But more importantly, he also knows what is going to happen in this city. He knows what is going to happen to this place. And the Bible says that as he looks at this city, and it was a great city in many ways, Jerusalem was a large place. It wasn't a small town. It certainly wasn't a village. It was a large city. There were many people that lived there. There were great buildings. There was a lot of money, a lot of trade there. It was the center of politics as far as the nation of Israel was concerned. And so it was a powerful place politically, and it was also a very wealthy place. And it was also, of course, the center of religious activity among the nation of the Jews because the temple was there. But Jesus knew something about that city. He knew something about the future of that place that these Jews didn't know, and that they wouldn't listen to, even though there were glimpses of information that Jesus gave about the downfall of that place. The Bible says that as he beheld the city, he wept over it. Several times in the Bible, the scriptures talk about Jesus crying. Jesus lived as a man. Jesus became God in the flesh. And that means that he experienced life just like you and I experience it. And so he felt the same emotions that you and I do. He felt what it was like to sorrow and to mourn. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that he would be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And Jesus was certainly acquainted with grief. He was one that knew what it was like to cry. So the Bible says on several occasions that Jesus cried, that he shed tears. And here's one of those instances. The Bible says that he's looking at the city and he cries when he looks at the city of Jerusalem. Now, what's he crying about? What's he crying over? Is he crying here because he knows he's going to die in that city? No, that's not the reason. He's not crying for himself at all. He's crying for them. He's weeping because he knows what's going to happen to those people. He knows the kind of suffering that is going to occur in this city less than 40 years from the time that this happens. So his tears are shed for these Jews inside of the city of Jerusalem in particular. And here's what the Bible says as he weeps over that city. In verse 42, he said, "If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now are they hid from thine eyes." He's saying about these people in Jerusalem. He's saying about these unbelieving Jews, the Jews that did not accept him in particular now. He's saying, "You don't understand how fortunate you have it right now. You do not appreciate how good you've got it because you have peace, you have safe streets, you can pursue your life as you wish. Yes, the Romans have control and have power over you, but you still have a lot of freedom. You've got the freedom to go to work and to pursue your jobs. Your families are safe. Your children can play in the streets. They can play and enjoy themselves in life. And so you can live your lives to your satisfaction in a lot of ways. You have peace right now, and you don't understand how well off you are. You don't know how good you've got it. And folks, isn't that true of most people? Isn't that true of us right now? Isn't it true today that many people don't know how good they've got it? Because if war broke out in our country, in our land, and we didn't have safe streets anymore, and you didn't know when you went to bed at night whether you were going to live to see another day, you didn't know if your kinfolk, if your children, or your other relatives were going to be killed or arrested, put in jail, and so forth. If we were living in circumstances like that, we would go back in our minds to the time when we had it so well. We would go back in our minds to the time when we had peace. And we would wish that we had some of those days. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying about these people. He said, you just don't realize how well off you are right now in the peaceful times in which you're living. But he said the sad thing in verse 42 is that the peace that you're enjoying and how well off you are and how fortunate you are, all those things are hidden from your eyes because you won't open your eyes. You will not listen and you will not heed the warnings that Jesus, of course, was giving to these people and about these people. In verse 43, he begins to detail here for us what was going to happen to these Jewish people. In verse 43, he said, for the days shall come upon thee. So he's talking about the future. And he's talking about the future of these Israelite people, in particular, in the city of Jerusalem. He said, the days shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you. They're going to dig a trench around you, and they're going to compass you round and keep you in on every side. That simply means that your enemies are going to surround you. And when they surround you, they're going to keep you in on every side. So you're going to be shut in. You're not going to be able to escape. You're not going to be able to travel. So in that kind of circumstance, what's going to happen? Well, as the days and the months and eventually the years go on, what's going to happen is they're going to run out of food. They're going to run out of supplies. And as a result, they're going to begin to starve. Now, that is exactly what happened less than 40 years after Jesus says these things. In verse 44, he says, your enemies are going to lay you even with the ground. They're going to demolish this city. They're going to annihilate and destroy everything. They're going to lay you even with the ground and your children within thee. Your children are going to die just the same as you are. And they shall not leave in you one stone upon another. Your buildings are going to be torn down. And all this refers, folks, what he's talking about here, this refers to the Roman armies attacking Jerusalem in AD 70 and absolutely destroying that city. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 that there would not be one stone in the temple that was left upon another. So in other words, they're not just going to come in and tear down some of the walls of the temple. They're not going to burn part of it and leave other parts standing. There's not going to be one stone upon another, which means that all the buildings are going to be leveled. And that literally happened in AD 70 when the Romans attacked Jerusalem. But I'd like for us to go over to Luke chapter 21, because here is a good commentary on what Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 19. And this is a passage that is going to shed a lot of light on what we see in Luke chapter 19. The Bible says in Luke chapter 21 that Jesus is talking about these events that will occur before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 21, verse 20, and when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, that is, when you see the city of Jerusalem surrounded with armies, and those are the Roman armies, then know that the desolation is nigh. Do you remember that Daniel chapter 9 talks about the abomination of desolation? And in Matthew's account, in Matthew 24, verse 15, Jesus talked about Daniel mentioning the abomination of desolation. And that refers to the Roman armies, these pagan forces coming into the promised land and approaching Jerusalem. He said, when you see that, you know that the desolation thereof is near or that it's nigh. And he said in verse 21, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. and let them which are in the midst of it depart out of it, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. So that shows us that he cannot be talking about the end of time, because it's not going to do anybody any good in Jerusalem to run to the mountains when Jesus comes again, because all men are going to stand before him and they're going to be judged. He's not talking about the end of time here. He's talking about this event that happened in the first century. And in verse 23, he says, "Woe unto them with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, the unbelieving Jews, because they had rejected Jesus Christ on top of everything else that God had done for them, and now they have rejected God's last and final and greatest expression of his mercy in the giving of his Son to die for the sins of all mankind." The Jews rejected that. And the Bible says in verse 24 of Luke chapter 21, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." This is what Jesus was talking about in Luke chapter 19, when he said, "They're going to lay you even with the ground," and he said they're going to do that in Luke chapter 19. Let's go back to Luke chapter 19 now, and I want to mention something in verse 44. In Luke chapter 19, verse 44, he said, "This is going to happen because you did not know the time of your visitation." Now that refers to a visitation from God Almighty. The Bible says in the Old Testament that God visits people, and he does that in two different ways. He blesses people or he punishes people, and those are called visits of God. Here Jesus is talking about a visitation of God to punish these Jewish people, these unbelieving Jews, because they had rejected God's only begotten Son. Folks, we have talked before about a Jewish writer in the first century who was actually there when this battle occurred, and his name was Josephus. And I want to read to you just a few words from what Josephus said about what happened. He said, "Now, as soon as the army had no more people to slay or plunder, because there remained none of the objects of their fury, Caesar gave orders that they should now demolish the entire city and the temple, but should leave as many of the towers standing as were of the greatest eminency, and so much of the wall as enclosed the city on the west side. This wall was spared in order to afford a camp for such as were to lie in garrison, as were the towers also spared, in order to demonstrate to posterity what kind of city it was and how well fortified, which the Roman valor had subdued. But for all the rest of the wall," this is the wall around Jerusalem, "it was so thoroughly laid even with the ground by those that dug it up to the foundation that there was nothing left to make those that came thither believe it had ever been inhabited." Josephus said that they laid it even with the ground, and that includes the wall around Jerusalem, except for the western part of the wall, which is still there in Jerusalem to this day, and it's called the Wailing Wall. Well, folks, I've enjoyed studying with you today. I hope that something that we have said has helped you, and we'll look forward to studying with you again tomorrow at this same time. And until then, have a great rest of the day.